Rambam Hilchas Kilayim Perek Aleph Halachas Gimel and Vav. So the Rambam talks about the Isra of Kilayim, that you're not allowed to sow your field, two seeds of different grain in the same place, and making them Kilayim, making them become one species. That's Isra of Kilayim. And also there's an Isser in Halacha Vav, in Hay and Vav, where the Rambam talks about grafting trees is also part of this Isser of Kilayim. You can't graft two trees. So the two seeds of two trees you can put together, but grafting trees, that would be the Isser of Kilayim by trees. So this is all one big Isser of Kilayim. You cannot sow together two different grains, and you cannot graft together two different trees. And over there in Halacha Gimel, the Rambam says that you're not allowed to sow kilayim for a nochri, for a goy. On the other hand, you can tell a goy to sow kilayim for you. When it comes to the trees, however, we say you cannot let a goy graft trees for you. So there's a couple of shailas here that Mefarshim bring up. Number one, we know there's an isser of amira lenochri. You're not allowed to tell a goy to do an avera for you, like we find by Shabbos. The Chachomim were geizer, the Alter Rebbe says the Chachomim were geizer, that the shlichus lenochri, even though generally there isn't, but in this case of an avera, the shlichus lenochri, that you can't tell a goy to do an avera on your behalf, for you. So how could you tell a goy to sow kilayim for you? And also we need to understand, why is it different telling a goy to sow seeds in your field? On the other hand, grafting trees, you're not allowed to let a goy graft trees for you. What's the difference between seeds and trees? So the Radvaz answers as follows. Radvaz says that when it comes to Amira Lenochri, it's different. It's taka in other places we find there's Amira Lenochri not only by Shabbos, but also by, like, loisachsim sherbedisha, the Rambam passings that you can't allow a goy to muzzle your animal. Also, you can't let a goy be misaris your animal. But over here, because it says in the pasuk sod cho loisizra kilayim, your field cannot be sown with kilayim. However, when a goy does it in his field, then there's no iser. There's no iser of sod cho. Because even though the guy is doing it for you, he's doing it in his own field, and there was never an Isser on his field. So Mamela, he can sow seeds for you. And with this, the Radvaz also answers the other Shaila. Why over here, seeds is different than trees? Seeds, he says, is talking about your own, about the guy's field. Therefore, he can do it for you. Mashenken, trees, it's talking about the Yid's trees. How do we see that it's talking about the goy? How do we see it in the Lashon of the Rambam that it's talking about the Yid's trees, the goy's field, Mashenkin, the Yid's trees? So the Rambam continues and he says, "Umut osil isrei kilaim lenochri." You know that you can't sow kilaim for a nochri. Umut leimer lenochri lizreya loy kileya kilei zroim. You're allowed to tell a goy to do it for you. However, a person cannot allow kilayim to grow in his field, even though he didn't sow them himself. So if a person cannot allow kilayim to grow in his own field, for sure he cannot let a goy sow kilayim in his own field, because automatically, once the goy sows it, he's allowing it in his field. Because once it's there, it's there. He's being mekayim kilayim in his field. So obviously, it cannot be that when we say that the goy is sowing seeds in his own field, it obviously must be the guy is sowing the seeds in the guy's field. Because otherwise, he would be right away over on being mekayim kilayim in his field, which he's not allowed to do. So that's clear from the Hemshech HaDvarim. How do we know that the Ilonos is talking about the Yid's Ilonos? So it's interesting. The Girs over here is in Halacha Vav, you cannot allow the goy, the nochri, to graft for him kilayim deka trees. But in the girsa of Harav Kapach, the girsa's Taman, which is known as a much more meduyak deka girsa, it says, kilayim. You cannot allow a yid cannot allow a goy to be markiv for him his own tree kilayim. So from the lashon his own tree, it's clear that we're talking about the yid's tree specifically. Lema'ute, the goy's tree. If the goy's tree would talk be like the zera of the goy in the goy's field. So that's the chiluk the Radvaz makes, and it's meduyik in the lashon. And Rav Kapach even says that if the Radvaz would have had his girsa, he wouldn't have been had to be mayrich so much. Al koponim, that's the chiluk. It's if the guy is doing it in his field, it's fine. If he does it in the yid's field, it's not okay. Because again, he'd be mekayim kilayim in his field, and it's osur. But the question is, which the Radvaz himself asks, by Shabbos, whenever you ask a guy to do something on your behalf, even if the guy is doing it with his own possessions, as long as it's for you, it's osur. So if that's the case, how is it allowed over here for the guy to make a climb in his own field on your behalf? Sof kol sof, it's for you. And we know Amir Lenochri is shaykh, even if it's in the guy's possessions, but he's doing it on the behalf of the yid, like we find by Shabbos. So the Radvaz answers that over here, it's different. Because over there by Shabbos, at the end of the day, the malacha, the chefts of the malacha is osur. It's just being done by someone who's allowed to do the malacha. Mashenken over here, the chefts of the malacha itself, which is the guy doing it in his own field, lachatchil is not a malacha, because the Torah only asard kilayim in a yid's field. Once it's being done in a guy's field, it's being done by the guy in the guy's field. A malacha was never done in the first place. So by Shabbos, when he's doing it for you, he's doing a malacha. Takets with his own possessions, but he's doing it a malacha asura. Because even if the yid goes to the guy's possessions and does a malacha, he lights a fire with the guy's wood, it's asur for the yid. Mashenkin, in theory, if a yid would sow kilayim in the guy's field, he would not be doing at least a malacha d'oraisa, because the Torah lachatchila never asered that chefza of the malacha. So memela, it's more kalan of, and therefore a guy in his own field can do kilayim for a yid. Mashenkin lemoshel loisachsim shor b'dishoy, if it's with the para, it's with the ox of a yid, and you're being mesaris the behemah of a yid, it's different. But the shaila is, the Rambam says in Halacha Gimel, the Rambam says these words. Hold on. Osr lizraya kilayim lenochri. You're not allowed to sow kilayim for a guy. Now, as the Radvaz says in a tshuva on Hilchos Kilayim here, it's obvious that we're not talking about the yid's field, because the yid's field, my kamashmalon, obviously a yid cannot sow kilayim for anyone in his own field. So it's obviously talking about the field of a goy. So one second, we just said the field of a goy is osur, is mutter. So why is the field of so if a field of a goy is lachatila mutter, why can't he sow kilayim in the field of a goy for a goy? It's not for a yid even, it's for a goy. So the Radvaz answers in this tshuva that's tak only osur midarabonon. It's a gzera. If you start allowing the yid to sow kilayim in a goy's field, he might end up doing it in his field. When a goy does it for you, we're not worried. We're not worried that it'll be mischalif. When a goy does it in his field for you, we're not worried that you'll end up doing it. However, if you start doing it, the yid starts doing it, it's a gzera derabonon. The only shayla on this is, it said this. The mocker of this is from a Tosefta. Tosefta says, "Haseiches apayel, ein oidrin im hanochri bekilaim." We don't help do the work of planting the kilaim and doing the harish or whatever it is to do the kilaim. Al oikrin im my lemaitis atiflo. But you uproot with him in order to limit the tiflo. So Sorry, this is in Perek Aser Chasapel. We're not either with the Nochri Bekilayim. So we said Takets, it must be talking about the field of a goy for a goy. But what does he add? Aval oikrin imoy lamaitis a tiflo. Your oiker, in order to reduce the tiflo. What kind of tiflo is over here? L'chura, it only sodcha, and not the sod of a goy. There's no tiflo for a goy to sokilayim. As you were saying, it's only midrabbonon. Midrabbonon, we're saying that it's aser only shema, just in case the yid will end up doing it himself, get used to doing it, and will end up doing it in his own field. But how is there a tifla here? There's no abomination going on inside the guy's field. Is he doing kilayim? But you're allowed to be oiker. Akoponim, I guess maybe the pshat is that since Sof kol sof, the idea of kilayim is a negative thing for a yid. Therefore, the only chash that a yid might end up sowing it in his own field is if he helps the guy sow the kilayim. But if he's helping the guy uproot the kilayim, so he's in other words, he's getting used to the act of uprooting, not the act of sowing. Since the uprooting act is a positive thing, uprooting kilayim, even though there's no actual tifla, but he's getting used to the idea of uprooting an idea of tifla, not that this is an actual tifla, therefore we allow that, we allow the uprooting activity, but we don't allow the sowing activity.